When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Monday, everyone. It's a brand new week, clean slate. I really love Mondays. I love how, at least over here in my life, I'm beginning to get that Monday feeling again. Whereas I've had so many months in a row where all days have just kind of blended into each other. It's good to have a bit of structure in our week. It's good to wake up Monday morning and have that feeling of new week because it also means new potential. So Mondays, we set an intention every single week, and I want to take a moment just to touch on why we do that. I know a lot of you really work with this intention and do your best to incorporate it to your day-to-day life. And for some of you, maybe it's just a moment to contemplate something, but I love setting intentions because just the word on its own, setting intentions, meaning that we become intentful around our actions and we actually choose what we want to create throughout the week versus just kind of letting life throw us left and right. So intentions for me means getting a little more purposeful around what it is I do in a week, what it is I do in a day, and giving me moments to actually get a little more present with what kind of day is it that I'm wanting to have today? What's going on in my life? What's going on inside of me? And how can I anchor into something really intentional to help make every day more meaningful? That's why we set intentions. And then I love to have different ones every week because we are all working on different things and it's good to go a little bit deeper into different areas of our lives each week. I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Today, I have a special ask. I have a special intention that I want us all to set. I am feeling this big urge inside of me and also this urge to kind of tell people around me that we have to level up our game right now. That we have to actually step out of our comfort zone a little bit and get to the next level when it comes to our spiritual work. And I don't say this lightly, actually, just to get super real right now. We are facing so many challenges on so many different levels of our consciousness right now. We have huge challenges in terms of our economy, in terms of, you know, so many people out there struggling. So many of you guys listening right now are struggling in terms of finances. So many things have fallen apart. We are struggling on the societal level, grappling with coronavirus, the effects of coronavirus, how to rebuild our lives, our society after this. And then, of course, the massively important work around anti-racism and so many things surfacing around us and within us. And of course, all of this means that we are kind of coming to a head in a sense. We are coming to an edge right now. And everything has been amplified. Everything has been intensified. So what I realized is just the regular old day-to-day self-care practices that I've had all the time, they don't work anymore. I mean, they worked for life, you know, before 2020. But I think our regular kind of medium, right? That self-care that you squeeze in at the end of the day when you have some time, or you do your best to try to get to the thing that you know makes you feel better in your day. It's just not going to cut it right now. And I think the universe is asking of us to step up our game, to get more serious and more disciplined with how we take care of ourselves, because that means getting more disciplined and serious with how we take care of each other, with how we take care of this world. So what I want to set as an intention this week is really simple, but I want you to take it seriously and I want you to act on it every day. This week, I will get disciplined with my self-care practices. This week, I will get disciplined with my self-care practices. And maybe right now what disciplined means is not just doing them every single day, but maybe adding something new to that repertoire, right? Maybe getting out of your comfort zone to try something that you haven't tried before, or to level up or intensify the practices that you have had before, right? So if you used to, say, journal on gratitude 5 minutes every morning, maybe right now you take your journaling to a level that makes you a little bit uncomfortable and you journal on something that's hard for you and you spend half an hour every day doing that, right? If you're used to venting with girlfriends or with friends about what's bothering you in life, maybe now is a really good time to find a kick-ass therapist to peel away some deeper layers and get to the root of what's really going on in your life. If you used to take a casual yoga class once or twice a week, perhaps now is a good time. Support a local yoga studio in your area if you have the space to, or join us on yogagirl.com and roll out your mat every damn day. Like, take whatever it is that you're doing right now to the next level, because you're going to need to be anchored as hell right now. You're going to need to feel your feet rooted on the ground and find that place inside of yourself where you know you can weather the storm. And the time to practice all of this is now. Don't wait for next Monday or next month or New Year to make some big declaration. Start right now. Take care of yourself right now, because that means you're going to increase your capacity to be able to take care of everybody else. And we all need to take care of each other. So start at the top of the list and take care of you. Thank you so much for setting this intention with me, for all of us setting this intention collectively, acting on it every day through the week. This week, get disciplined with your self-care practices this week. Thank you so much for listening. Yoga Girl Daily, we'll be back tomorrow.